I did three on Friday nights and three on Saturday nights. I had a guy, his name was Bruce, and I forget his last name. He would drive the route.
What are you doing here? What are you doing?
He would spend like Thursday and Friday, he would drive the route, and he would find the most direct route to go from one to the other to the other. So I would do like one in Virginia. I'd open that at 8, and then I'd spend about a half hour there and get in the car, and then I'd do the middle part at 9:15 maybe until 9:45 in like D.C. or one place in another place in Virginia, and then get in the car, and then Bruce would drive me to the third place, and I would close that one up until 11 o'clock and own the door for most of them. I mean, you know, it wasn't that somebody else was putting them together. Bruce also found the locations, and
well, quite a few of them seem to be at churches.
Wasn't that something?
Yeah. Was there a reason for that?
Yeah. Churches are always looking for ways to pay the rent, you know, and pay off the mortgage and pay the staff. And here was a great activity. I mean, you know, it was a great activity for their own kids and then for the community, and they looked at it as something of an outreach to the community and getting kids off the street and giving them a safe place to go. And it worked for them. Some of them took a flat rental fee, and some of them took a percentage. But it was very small.